The music called jazz.
Stop.
Give me a beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce.
Baby monster.
Scratching and give me a beat. Ouch!
Every third Monday of the month on Radio Laura.
Good evening, Zurich. DJ Baby Monster here, and like every third Monday of the month, I am bringing you the music of my choice. It's Give Me a Beat, of course, Radio Laura, 97.5 megahertz, or you can listen to us via web, www.laura.ch, and then you can click on Embedded Web Radio and listen to me right now. I took a little bit of a break from Give Me a Beat. So last 2 months, you were actually listening to some of my selected past shows. And the reason was very simple. I was in between the jobs, not this job, her other job. So I've decided to take a well-deserved break and do some traveling. Some of you know this if you're following me on the social media or because sometimes I mention it in my radio show. But I love road trips. What is the road trip for me? Road trip for me is actually traveling alone, driving the really long distances where there is not so many people, and really taking the time for myself, spending the time with myself in silence with my own thoughts or with the music, and, you know, on the way meeting people or organizing some meetups with the people that I know. But essentially, it's really crucial to spend a certain time by myself and surrounded by the nature and on the road. Sometimes the road trip for me is also island hopping because it brings the similar kind of vibe if you're doing it alone. But in general, I'm a huge fan of road trips. And every year I would do at least one road trip. And usually I would do them in states because I love the national parks there and nature. And really driving is just super pleasurable. But also because I would combine it with visiting friends, going to the festivals and similar. So during COVID, this was a little bit more difficult. So I was honestly craving a proper road trip. And I've decided, even though this was happening end of January, beginning of February, meaning still during COVID and many COVID rules still in place in different countries, I decided to take a proper road trip. So I've chosen to go to Iceland and to do self-driven ring road experience. Ring Road is actually Icelandic Highway 1, and it goes all over the country, all over the island of Iceland. And it was funny when I was planning everything because it reminded me on Highway 1 or Pacific Road. That is actually my favorite in states and that I did many years ago for the first time. And then I keep on repeating it because I love it so much. But this one's a little bit different in a sense that weather conditions are different. It's not in California, it's in Iceland. And Iceland being actually on a very north of Europe, surrounded with a North Atlantic Ocean and, you know, being a volcanic island with glaciers and very moody weather conditions, I don't think it was a popular choice, but it definitely wasn't the safe choice. As a matter of fact, during this road trip was a little bit crazy in the sense that many people that I met, the local people or some foreigners, they were doing maybe organized tours and or similar. Many people were surprised. And it's something that people usually do in summer. But since I had a vacation now in winter, I decided that that's not going to stop me. I always wanted to go to Iceland. I believe since 97, since Björk released her yoga song, which I absolutely loved. And of course, the video for the song featured Iceland. And it's nature, this raw, beautiful, amazing views. So I always had a plan to go there. But over the years, something always happened. So this time I decided that I will go. And I did so. And I have to say, it's probably one of the best road trips I ever did. Honestly, even thinking about it, I'm smiling, even though I was in some crazy situations. I mean, this road one is in principle great, but the weather changing is just something so unpredictable and so unsafe that you really have to be extra cautious. Luckily, I had a really great car, and I was extra cautious. I was really following the weather forecast. You know, as I was going along the road, I was listening to the advices of the people. At one point, I was even in the area where it was the earthquake from one of the quite dangerous volcanoes. Another time, I was stuck in the hotel for several hours because the roads were frozen and nobody could come either in or out of the hotel. I mean, not more than maybe 10 kilometers. But all in all, I felt pretty safe. I have to say the kindness of the people that I met on the road and just an overall vibe. I really never really felt too scared. And even when I did panic for a moment, I would calm myself and just think logically, and everything turned out great. So why am I even telling you this? And what is road trip to do actually with Give Me a Beat and female artists and my radio show? So the reason why I'm giving you such a long intro is just to explain to you what kind of experience this was for me. Of course, while being in the car, I was listening to the music, and I spent so much time that I was listening a bit to my music. And then I even got bored with this, and I started listening to the local radio. It's something that I love doing. I always like to see what are the people in the area where I'm doing the road trip listening at that moment of time, just out of the curiosity, but also to get the feel what is going on. You know, sometimes you need to step out of your comfort zone being your music, your own selection of music, and hear what the world is listening. And of course, I was already out of a comfort zone being on the icy road with all these crazy weather conditions. But this was another level of challenging yourself and being a little bit out of the musical comfort zone. So when I was searching on the radio, this song keep on coming up. It just stayed in my head. Yeah, I was humming it even because it's so catchy, but it was in Icelandic, so I couldn't really understand what it was about, and I couldn't really remember the name because if you don't know the language, it's very difficult to remember the name of the song or figure it out what it is. But I remember the melody. And one day after the long drive, because the days are quite short during the winter time in Iceland, so I spent a lot of time in hotels. And luckily, I've chosen some pretty good hotels, so that time was comfortable. And during that time, I did a bit of a research, and I found out that the song that I listen to all the time is called Rolegur Kureki. And I'm really hoping I'm saying this correctly. And the singer that it's singing is Icelandic singer Briet. After I found this out, I started actually listening to her album. And first, the album from which this song is from, called Kvetja Briet, which I believe it means like yours, Briet. It's something when you're writing an email and when you, at the end, when you say, greetings or yours sincerely or so on. It means that. And the song actually, Rolegur Kureki, it means the quiet cowboy. So I start reading and researching this lady and following her. And I realized that her music is very fitting for this road trip because it was in a way sad, but it was also very spacey in a way that it will bring you strong emotions. There was so much emotions in this music. I didn't understand the word, obviously. Later on, I translated them and so on, so I understood it better. But the point was that I could feel the emotion through these songs, and it was quite heavy, intense, sad, and longing for something. And this is great for the road trip, but it's also very intriguing. It also confirms that what makes the great song and great songs in general is not necessarily the music or the lyrics, but it's the emotion that it comes through. Because as you can imagine, if I could feel the emotion through these songs that I couldn't understand even one word, then that emotion was very strong and very well combined with the sound of in this case, Briard's voice, and the music and the lyrics that I didn't understand, but that just flew through. So I spent 2 weeks on this road trip. And when I was going home the last day, I actually decided to reach out to the management from Briard and ask for an interview. You know, I didn't have time to really meet with her, and COVID being in the place, that would be also a little bit tricky. But fortunately, her management answered, and we decided to set up the Zoom interview once I'm back home. I did a little bit more traveling after Iceland, after I came home. So between my traveling and her traveling, we finally managed to meet. And here we are tonight. I'm going to share with you the interview that I had with Briard and her music. In the meantime, there was a single actually that she just released on 18th of March. The single is called Flute Drekke, which is, I believe, kite. I will play also a few songs that were released before the album, and all of that will be available for you later on. Now, without further ado, I'm going to start with a song that really drew me to Briard, Vroleguru Kureki. This song and this whole album was very successful for her. She actually won the Pop Album of the Year and Female Single of the Year and Lyricist of the Year on Icelandic Music Awards. And I see that she's also nominated for 2022 in another three categories. So I think her star will shine for a very long time. But for me, this was the song that made it. As I said, Vroleguru Kureki means quiet cowboy, and it is really about those good-looking, cool guys that actually draw you to themselves, and sometimes it doesn't really end up with a happy ending. But I do believe if they bring such a strong emotion like this song brought in me, and probably in the mostly, I believe, Icelandic audience, considering the success and how much they were playing her on the radio, I believe that everybody could feel this emotion, then maybe it was worth it. So I'm going to start with this song and then play a bit of an interview and a few more songs before I tune in again.
Hi, my name is Briard. I'm an artist from Iceland, and you're listening to Give Me a Beat. Þú ert ekki einn í heiminum.
So to start from the beginning, how did you become the artist that you are today? You chose being a musician as a profession. So how did this happen? You know, when did you make this decision that you want to be a musician?
It kind of happened just on its own. I grew up listening to a lot of music, and my dad was really, our connection was through music and talking about music and listening to whole different ranges of genres and really just dive into every aspect of the artist and songs and how it's written and the lyrics and everything. And that's really how I fell in love with music, was because me and my dad really got along there. And he played the guitar and I wanted him to teach me. So I learned to play the guitar when I was 12. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was like, how do I write music? How do I start just making a song? And it was a very slow process and very hard. And a lot of bad songs came, but I started then trying. And I wasn't really sure that that was what I wanted to do, but I always came back to it. Always, like, everywhere there was music, I loved to be there. So I just stayed there. And eventually, like, I met people who were doing music and they wanted me to come along with them and make music. And that's how it kind of started. When I was 15, I met a guy who played the piano, and he wanted to make music with me. And he had a studio, and his friend was a producer. So I went to their studio when I was 15. It was very funny energy there, like two dudes who smoke a lot of weed and just like making music and not knowing what to do, but just like doing it. And I was just there with them, and he had, we released a song, went on SoundCloud. And this guy that I met, he was always playing jazz, like dinner music, jazz mm-hmm. music at restaurants, a place called the Icelandic Bar. And I was just 15 when I started to sing there every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And the ball started rolling from there. And then I started playing at another restaurant with another guy who played the guitar. And then I went on my own on Saturdays to the countryside and played there on my guitar for like 3 hours. So when I was 15, I was starting to play at Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturdays, mm-hmm. and being in school and working. And it was just like, it was a lot of energy that went into playing the music, but it was the most fun that I did from anything that I was learning in school or my job or anything. It was just what I kind of just always went back to. And through that, a producer called Palme, which is my producer today, he heard my song on SoundCloud. And I reached out to him because I was at a party, and a girl at the party was talking about this guy, and he's doing a lot of good music here in Iceland and was really successful. And she talked about me, that he had his eye on me. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to him with a fake message. It was some celebration day in Iceland, and there was fireworks at 12. And I sent him a fake message like, hey, Palme, do you know when the fireworks starts? And then followed with, sorry, it was wrong, Palme. And that's how I got his attention. And he came to one of my dinner gigs at the restaurant. And that's when I was 17. So then we just met at his studio. And that's when Into Deep, my first song, was, we made that then. And we've been working together since then.
Nobody can love me better than you, better than you. Like the stars above, we burn together. When I'm with you, when I'm with you, I feel like I'm in too deep. I can feel the ground beneath my feet. So carry me across the water and over. Sleeping alone, baby, don't make me. When you're not here, it's better.
And how do you work together? What is your creative process? Do you write the lyrics and the music, or do you do it like on the fly? How does it work?
We like do everything just back to back, very, very connected. And we comment on every aspect that we work on together. And sometimes the lyrics comes first. Mm-hmm. I write a lot and we write together and we just write everything together. The music and the lyrics, and yeah, it's very different. I mean, I write a lot in my diary, and very often the lyrics are made there just by accident. And often there's like we start with a beat, and then I just sing some melody on top, and then I have some kind of thought or way of saying some feelings that I have, and then we kind of write the lyrics afterwards. But sometimes like I have a very strong good lyric in my diary that is the first thing that we start with, and then we just write our way through what we have from there. So
start with your emotion, basically.
Yeah,
it's just kind of shaped together with him.
Upon a planet. just ears.